Now we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Meeting and expressed great satisfaction and repeatedly praised the spiritual strength of the Binalan producers who greatly boosted production.
Recently, leader Kim Jong-il visited the complex again and expressed the great satisfaction seeing the modern processes equipped with the latest facilities and different kinds of quality chemical products. That day, he stressed that the workers of the complex should work in a bold and audacious way to perfect the new processes and thus glorify for all ages the leadership exploits of President Kim Il-sung, the pioneer and founder of the vinylene industry. He said, "In the fierce flames of a new revolutionary upsurge flaring up across the country, our economy is marvelously rising up and amazing great events are being made one after another. It is an eye-opening reality of our country, which is making a leap forward, knocking at the gate to a thriving nation. Today, the February 8th Vinylene Complex is rendering active services to the building of a thriving nation as a comprehensive chemical base with all the processes for inorganic chemistry, organic chemistry, polymer chemistry, and precision organic chemistry." You've been listening to an account in this quantum. Leadership for the Development of the Chemical Industry. This is Voice of Korea. Why People Praise. This time we present impressions of a foreigner who visited the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Martin Ratchett, chairman of the Swiss Korean Committee, said,
"Nous ne pouvons oublier la tragédie de l'histoire appelée le grand tremblement politique de l'Europe de l'Est.
We still remember the tragedy of history known as the great political earthquake of Eurasia in the 20th century. In the Kremlin of Moscow of the former Soviet Union, which was standing as an iron wall, the red flag of socialism, which had been defended for over 70 years, was brought down too easily on December 25, 1991. Socialism was frustrated and capitalism revived in East European countries in succession soon after the Soviet Union. It was literally a tragedy unprecedented in the 150-odd-year long history of the international communist movement, which gave vacillation, disappointment and confusion to those countries which were building socialism and to many people of the world aspiring after socialism. The world socialist movement was at the crossroads of history of coming to an end or rising again, braving challenges of history. It was the Supreme Leader of Korea, His Excellency Kim Jong-il, who saved socialism from the abyss of setback and opened the way to its revival at a critical moment. His Excellency Kim Jong-il defended Korean socialism from the general offensives of the Western powers, which attempted to declare a complete end of socialism on the planet as early as possible and conducted energetic activities to lead a socialist movement as a whole to a new upsurge. He made public many important works, including The Historical Lesson in Building Socialism and the General Line of Our Party, Abuses of Socialism Are Intolerable and Socialism is a Science, and dealt a resolute counter-blow at the ideological and theoretical attack of the imperialists and renegades of socialism. With his clairvoyant foresightedness, he gave scientific answers to the theoretical and practical problems for the development of the world socialist movement. Today, Korea is the beacon of hope of socialism, and His Excellency Kim Jong-il, the great thinker and theoretician and outstanding statesman, is standing at the head of the world socialist cause. The song of victory of socialism will ring far and wide across the whole universe, century after century.
is still listening to Impressions of a Foreigner from the regular program, Why People Praise. This is Voice of Korea.
Now we bring you male chorus of the state military chorus, Korea Shines Under the Guidance of the General. My country of the rising morning sun has opened the big door of history. It is advancing to the bright future, flying the red flag higher. Under the guidance of the general, peerless great men, my country of the sun is shining, Korea is shining.
The editorial staff of Voice of Korea received the letters from its listeners requesting a detailed story of the Pyongyang Daesung tire factory. A reporter of Voice of Korea visited the factory for coverage, and here is an interview with him. A profitable factory. Leader Kim Jong-il visited the Pyongyang Daesung tire factory in July 2006, though he was busy with his Sungun-based revolutionary leadership. He was very pleased to see the neatly built factory and highly praised it as a profitable factory.
Right. Increasing the tire production is an important factor in fully solving the issue of motor transport of the country. To this end, Leader Kim Jong-il had given instructions on some issues arising in the construction of the factory and taken all necessary measures. But he visited the factory and praised the officials and workers for having built it wonderfully as today.
Through this factor, we can deeply feel once again the lofty personality of Leader Kim Jong-il. He highly praised the factory as a profitable one And can you explain about it for our listeners?
Well, as for the profitability of the factory, I'd like to mention first its operation by a small number of workers. Another point I can say in view of profitability is a remarkable increase of utility of production area and considerably high quality of tires produced at the factory.
I think it proves the validity of the policy of the Workers' Party of Korea on fully ensuring profitability in the socialist economic construction.
All equipment of the factory has been computerized and production is based on latest science and technology. So it fully meets the technical demand in improving the quality of goods.
Many tires produced at the factory are enjoying popularity because of their high quality.
It is the lofty intention of leader Kim Jong-il to build a factory and make a product on the highest level as demanded by the Sungun era. The factory shows that his intention is being realized on this land, I think. And I could understand clearly that when the economic work is done on the principle of profitability with the scientific management and business strategy, it is possible to bear a desirable fruition. Well, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to an interview under the title, A Profitable Factory. This is Voice of Korea. Now present an account, One Devotion for a War Veteran. Han Yun-hee, head of a neighborhood unit in Gyeongmyeon-dong, Central District, Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, is taking warm care of a war veteran with moral duty of a citizen in the Sungun era. It is more than 10 years ago that she heard of war veteran D. Hae-soo in her neighborhood unit. Old woman D. Hae-soo had fought with arms in her hands as a girl during the Korean War, forced by the U.S. imperialists in the 1950s. The story of her heroic struggle tugged heartstrings of Han Yun-hee. When she heard that the old war veteran still visits socialist construction sites with many other war veterans and encourages the constructors, Han felt greater respect for her. That time, Han Yun-hee and members of her family thought that they would take care of the early war veteran as their grandmother. Ri Hae-suk says,
정말 우리 민 반장은 저의 친자식 같습니다. 나를 노병이라고 얼마나 극진히 대해주는지 모릅니다. 그렇지 않아도 나라에서...
Really, the head of our neighborhood unit is like my daughter. Calling me a war veteran, she takes utmost care of me. In fact, the state supplies a lot of expensive medicines, tonics and foodstuffs to us war veterans every year. But the head of the neighborhood unit and the people around me help and take care of me so that I should not feel any inconvenience in life. They are very grateful. Holidays and the birthday of the war veteran are the happiest day to Han Yun-hee. On those days, Han Yun-hee used to prepare special dishes, call on her with her family members, and congratulate her. On ordinary days too, she visited her together with her children and made her pleasant, singing songs and listening to her story about her struggle during the war, lest she should feel loneliness. Han Yun-hee visited the old war veteran with rice-stuffed chicken and rabbit, steamed whole, and different tonics good for health, and various kinds of foods of different seasons for more than 10 years. We cannot tell all about the assistance. 한 분이 쌤.
저는 노병 할머니를 대할 때마다 한생 건강과 방문을 지켜주며들이 대하는 신경입니다. 이해숙 노병 할머니와 같은 흥민 선배들이 신뢰 지켜준 적이
Whenever I meet the war veteran, I remember my parents who served in the army as officers all their lives. If we had not our fatherland defended at the cost of blood of the revolutionary forerunners like G. Hae-soo, our present happy life would not have been possible. I think it is the duty of our generation to follow the spirit of the revolutionary forerunners and respect them. It is the reality of our society that all people of the country form a large harmonious family with great Kim Jong-il as their father.
being belligerent on account, warm devotion for a war veteran. This is Voice of Korea.
Now here is a female quintet, My Mother, My Motherland.
Presents its English language for Windows, featuring 13 and 14 hours of local time, featuring 15 and 16 hours of local time, between 18 and 19 hours of local time, and between 21 and 22 hours of local time, from 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours of local time, and between 15 and 16 hours of local time, and 9,335 kHz. This is Pyongyang.